All right, we're back. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You've been listening to Who's Talking.
Well, you still are, hopefully.
Yeah, we hope that too. We've been talking with Sabre editor Chris Wright. We appreciated his preview of the spring game. In addition, we want to remind folks that Anthony Poindexter, the legendary defensive back for UVA, will be with us at the bottom of the hour. At this time, let's describe our play of the game.
Absolutely. The play of the game, sponsored by First Capital Bank, where, of course, people matter. We've chosen the baseball team's inspired play from Tuesday, yesterday. Their 9-4 win over the James Madison University Dukes. Frank?
Very good. The play of the game comes from Tuesday's game, and UVA closer Kevin Orrico came on in the top of the ninth with two out, and the bases loaded to face Charlottesville native Trevor Knight. The tying run, JMU's top hitter Matt Browning was kneeling in the on-deck circle. Needless to say, Orrico struck him out on the 1-2 pitch count with an outside slider. It was Orrico's 10th save this season. It ties him with LSU's closer, Matty Ott, for the national saves lead. It also was his 21st career save. He now ranks second in UVA history. And the win was very important to help get the bad taste out of Sunday's game against NC State.
Yeah, lost 2 out of 3 to the Wolfies. Now, how do you know it was an outside slider?
I have my sources behind the plate.
Behind the plate.
That gave me that.
So it was off the black edge of the plate. So the
batter was swinging at a ball.
He went fishing, huh?
He did.
So he teased him with that 1-2 pitch, got him to go for it. Ball game. That's it.
That's what I'm looking for. Now, listen, if we're going to talk play of the game, we can almost have recognized the outstanding victory in the races at Lake Monticello on Saturday when the Lady Cavaliers crushed Michigan and Ohio State, winning 9 out of 10 races. And head coach Kevin Sauer has got to be dancing on top of a table somewhere singing the good old song because the Wahoos are now number one in the nation.
I'm just thinking back to the grief we took about talking about wrestling and other men's sports. Now we're talking about women's crew.
What the heck? If a Virginia team can get to be number one, I'm going to talk about it.
As I told you, nobody comes into our water and wins. The home water advantage.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, we are proud of all the teams at UVA.
Absolutely.
And all kidding aside, that's quite an accomplishment to beat those, I'm sure, highly touted rowers from up there in the Big Ten.
And we don't want to get all these nasty emails now. I'm sure the women's crew team, not only are they skilled, they work very hard at what they're doing. And obviously, they're having a lot of success. So we champion their effort.
By the way, this weekend they're going to I guess they're traveling up north to go row against Princeton and Yale. And you talk about some rowing snobs up there Ivy League. So
they're probably pretty tough.
They're probably pretty tough.
Even though Virginia's ranked number one. You know.
This is going to be some tough races up there.
Well, so, we wish them well.
Anyhow, we're headed for our second break shortly, and we've got none other than UVA assistant coach Anthony Poindexter joining us.
Interesting news on the basketball front. We don't have a whole lot about it. Talk about it. Obviously, the disappointing news about Jeff Jones leaving the program, and then the surprising news today that Dino Gaudio
got fired.
Got fired at Wake Forest, which is kind of interesting. You know, they went to the tournament, didn't win, and I guess the people at Wake Forest have expectations to the point where they didn't think Dino was meeting those expectations. So kind of tough when you get to the NCAA tournament and they still fire you.
Three years in a cloud of dust and he's gone.
Yeah, so the feel-good post-Skip Prosser Dino Gaudio, that era is over, and it'll be interesting to see who they hire down there in Deaconland.
Maybe they go after that coach up there at Butler.
Well, interesting. Of course, a lot of play. You know, Chris Mooney was on the list at BC. Now he just signed an extension at Richmond, and I think he's happy there. So it'll be just kind of fascinating to see how it works out in Deaconland.
Anyhow, we're headed for our second break, and looking forward to having Anthony Poindexter with us in a matter of moments. And get your questions ready at 345-0910, or you can send questions to Who's Talking at sportsradio910.com.